You heard the woman, it's time for us to go home and get what I call the hell up out of here. But before we go, we got a round of pepper. You know how we do it. Three topics, rapid fire style. Kind of, sort of, not really, here to engage, enlighten, educate, and entertain. The four E's, I said this time, but not on the last episode. So let's get right into it, shall we? On this day in history, back in 1939, the fifth Heisman Trophy Award goes to Niall Kinnick, a halfback for the Iowa Hawkeyes. And B-Live, if I'm not mistaken, Kinnick Field is named after Niall Kinnick, if I'm not mistaken. Because that makes sense. That makes sense. You become a Heisman winner, the fifth ever, get a field named after you, and be one of the GOATs to ever do it for the Hawkeyes. Over to you, B-Live.
All right. Scotty D, you will be missed. Not really. Good riddance. He got a big school. What is he doing? A news show? Something like that?
Yeah, man. He doing a news show, man. Scotty D doing a big thing, man. I'm proud of y'all. I don't know if I told you, but I'm proud of both of y'all. Really?
Oh, man. My pepper this week is going to be completely different than I normally do it. But I told you, I'm on this quarterbacks thing real quick. But let me set the premise. I have a little bit of time, so it's a little extra pepper. Let me chop up the pepper as opposed to just the grinder. I'm chopping up the red and green peppers. All right. We had this discussion about earlier in the year where running backs should have gotten paid. And because running backs are injury prone, et cetera, everybody's going with a two running back system and blah, 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 and yada, yada. That's why running backs aren't getting paid and all this stuff. Well, guess what I'm going to start this campaign with? Why quarterbacks shouldn't get paid as much.
Ooh.
I want to have the entire list. I just don't. But I'm going to throw out some names out there. Let's see. What's my dude for Las Vegas Raiders? Aiden O'Connell.
Mm-hmm. Aiden O'Connell.
Got New York Jets, Zach Wilson, Tim Boyle, and they don't know what to do. You got Cincinnati. Jake Browning. You know what? Let's stick with Cincinnati for just a quick second, because that's gonna be my first pepper point real quick. Joe Burrow.
Burrow.
He just got signed a 5-year extension this year worth $275 million. Which carries an average annual value of $55 million. All right. The Cincinnati Bengals are 6-6. Joe Burrow is out for the rest of the season. So how well is that $55 million doing for you this year? It'd do a lot better if you paid them maybe $35 million, and then the other $20 million could go to their running back, Joe Mixon, or another running back. Or, hey, pay $10 million to your backup quarterback because you need him this year. But, hey, that's how the system is set up. So Joe Burrow gets to make $55 million while carrying a clipboard on the side with his headset on. Eddie Cool, the ball.
Gotta love it. B-Live, check this out, right? Shout out to Tyreek Hill. You know what? Tyreek Hill is a good dude because I've seen Tyreek Hill go to the community in Miami, hang out, and play football with the kids and play with the children, right? So this is another reason why Tyreek Hill is a good guy. So Tyreek Hill vows to pay suspended photographer's salary after a touchdown video miss. This is from the New York Post, and I had to read it. So apparently, photographer Kevin Fitzgibbons revealed Tuesday he was suspended by the NFL for at least the rest of the 2023 season for taking part in Hill's touchdown celebration when the Dolphins beat the brakes off the Panthers October 15th. Tyreek Hill took Fitzgibbons' cell phone and recorded himself doing a backflip, which was cool as hell, I'm not going to lie to you, leading to the NFL contracted photographer to jump excitedly before leaving the field to send the video to the league. Now, listen to me. He got video and sent it to the league. All right, so he was penalized for using the prop in his celebration, and the NFL suspended Fitzgibbons indefinitely. And he's like, you know what? I ain't going to let my boy go out like a chump, because he says, me and K Fitz, we have a long history together. This news is something that I already knew. I told him, don't let this get to you. Just hold your head up. You're still young. Continue to do what you love. He said, me and him are going to continue to work together. Matter of fact, man, Tyreek Hill said, you know what, man? Don't worry about it. I'm going to cover the rest of your salary for the rest of the season. As he said, I told him I was going to cover his salary, whatever the NFL was going to pay him or whatever, I told him I was going to make sure that I do what's right and take care of you. Make sure you're not out of a job. That's my guy. He said, and then Tyrese said, it's just one of those things that kind of happens. I saw the camera. I just took it from him. He didn't want me to take it from him, so I just called my shot. The video has amassed over 4.5 million views on TikTok, helping Fitzgibbons, a 20-year-old University of Miami college student who's worked with Saquon Barkley and Tyreek Hill. And despite being suspended, he's still an NFL employee. NFL, get over yourself. Oh, we're going to use your full footage, but we're going to have to suspend you. Make it make sense.
They've used,
be live over you.
They've used that in highlight reels numerous times. Come on, bro. That's ridiculous. You know what's also ridiculous? Keep going down the line of quarterbacks. You know, I told you, I'm on this quarterback thing right now because, you know, Tyson Badgett for the Chicago Bears, you know. He's been in there. Bailey Zappe for the Patriots. Let's keep going. My dude, Alopecia himself, Josh Dobbs for the Vikings. Man, can you keep going?
What they call the Astro, the astronaut, the quarterback?
Yeah.
The pastronaut. Yeah, the pastronaut.
And so, hey. And I did already mention Tim Boyle and Wiltshire for the Jets. And that leads to my second pepper point. Aaron Rodgers, who signed a 3-year, $150 million deal, and two years left with the Jets and everything, $50 million a year. And guess what? He played 70 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Some of that money should go to, I think some of that money should go to Zach Wilson because he's been playing a majority of the snaps. But no, they don't want to pay the running backs. They'll pay the quarterbacks that ain't playing. So, yeah, make it make sense. Eddie Cool, the ball.
Third and final pepper point, Be Live. You might find this comical. I stumbled upon this while I was on Instagram yesterday. And so I had to do a little research. Be Live, you want to know college football strangest feud?
Oh, boy.
Off the field feud? It consists of the Wheeling Dealer, limousine riding, jet flying son of a gun, wrestling great, the H boy, Ric Flair, and Paul Feinbaum. All right, you're going to love this one. I'll read this article from The Spun. Anyways, so Ric Flair, the Nature Boy, posted a screenshot of what he claimed was a text message from ESPN analyst Paul Feinbaum. Flair, who formed a friendship with Jim Harbaugh, hasn't appreciated Feinbaum's harsh criticism of Michigan amid the program's side-stealing scandal. You lost so many friends in the South for being petty about Kirby Smart and embracing Jim Harbaugh. From alleged text that Feinbaum sent Ric Flair, he said, so sad. Then Flair added a commentary in a post that capitalized the first letter of every word. I just received word from Mr. Feinbaum. Thank you for your expertise. However, I disagree that I've lost anything in terms of popularity in the South. You wish you could be half the man that Jim Harbaugh is. $10,000 on Michigan. I want to say STFU, but since I'm a class act, I'll just stay and be silent, put up a shut up. All right? And it go, and it gets better. It gets better. So Flair was a fan of the Georgia Bulldogs, but he flipped to Michigan because Ric Flair does have a mission, does have a history of Michigan, as he mentioned on the Club Chasing podcast. He spurned Georgia because Kirby Smart said, "I ain't shaking your hand, man. What's wrong with you?" 2 years ago. And so he said, "You know what? All hail the victor. I'm going to roll with Big Blue." And last month, Ric Flair also praised Michigan alum Desmond Howard for putting Paul Feinbaum in his place during the ESPN segment about the Wolverines. Feinbaum later accused Ric Flair of trying to stay relevant by hitching his wagon to Michigan. Feinbaum said, "It's sad. We all watch our heroes get older and fade away." Wow. Beef between Ric Flair and Paul Feinbaum. Ric Flair, that should be your last match. put him in the figure four, chop him into chest, gouge yourself. I'll pay about $13.20 to see that match. But hey, man, it is what it is, man. Ric Flair doesn't need to hitch any wagon to be relevant. And Paul Feinbaum, stop being a homer. You're supposed to be a journalist. You're supposed to be a gentleman fair. But. Somebody does something to the beautiful SEC, you got to whip those ears out and start flying. So do better, Paul Feinbaum, and woo, Ric Flair. B-Line, get us up out of here.
Oh, man. Ric Flair's been taking some heat. Not only with that, from the AEW heat and 28-year-olds. Oh, boy.
Woo. Oh, man.
Woo! All right.
He might want to lay low for a little bit.
And WWE hasn't taken the woo out of their intro yet. So, but let me say
that means B-Live, a check must be getting cut. I mean, think about it. CM Punk came back, they're probably cutting Flair a check.
Oh, yeah. Third and final pepper point, man, oh, man. The quarterbacks, because guess what? Tennessee is not on. They switched quarterback to the backup, Will Levis. Man, who else out there? They ain't with their starter anymore. Like, essentially what I've been trying to say throughout this entire pepper situational. They keep switching back between, what's that boy name at the Saints? Derek Carr and Jameis Winston.
Tyrod. They want Taysom Hill getting some action?
Well, Taysom Hill's always going to get some action. He's that dude. Tyrod Taylor got some action earlier with the Giants, even though they just paid Daniel Jones all the money that they just paid him. I'm just saying, can't pay the running backs, but you can pay quarterbacks that ain't playing half the games. And this one actually sort of hurts, but it's got to be said. The one that they paid the most guaranteed money. Ooh. All roads lead to Dabo, and at the end of the day, Deshaun Watson, $230 million guaranteed, and has played not even half the games. You can't pay running backs, and that money isn't going to the backup quarterback. Like, y'all splitting running back money, but y'all won't split up quarterback money. Oh, no. So, quarterback, as you can clearly see, mama, let your babies grow up to be quarterbacks. Everybody should be a quarterback. Pop Warner, middle school, high school, college, everybody should be a quarterback. Don't aspire to be any other position. Because especially in college now, the quarterback position means everything. It means you don't get to go to the playoffs because you lost your quarterback.
Oh, Jesus.
College football playoff committee, get over yourself. And here's the thing. It ain't going to make it any better next year because there's going to be that argument for the 11th spot, which this year they would have put Ole Miss and Mizzou over Oklahoma. Reason why they would have did that is because they think the SEC is better. Oklahoma beat Texas. But yeah. College Football Playoff Committee's final ranking has Oklahoma sitting at 12, and they'd have been the team left out because it'd have been the top 11 teams, and then the top group of five team, which is Liberty this year. The College Football Playoff Committee even said on the air, Boo Corrigan, grown man named Boo, said we took Liberty over SMU because we felt most comfortable. With Liberty, and they were undefeated. They felt most comfortable. Not one part of that did they say X's and O's, what's on the field. They felt most comfortable. But they felt more comfortable putting Alabama over an undefeated Florida State. Hypocritical, talking out the side of their neck. I know I done got fat and I don't have much of a neck left, but I got a neck. I don't talk out the side of it. Y'all, throw the whole system away. Throw it away. It's unbelievable. And I'm going to set it up because, I got a little bit of time left. I'm going to set it up. You've got Florida State versus Georgia. And everybody's going to be like, oh, this is the proving ground to see if Florida State would have really did something. No, it's not. Because both Florida State and Georgia realize, why are we here? We're not playing for a championship. We're going to get the same check regardless if we win or lose. We're not going to get a better seating or better anything if we win this game. We get a trophy to put on we get a trophy.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. I really can't believe it. They're going to try to use that as some type of justification. They're going to try to use that to say, oh, well, Florida State shouldn't have been there in the first place. If Georgia were to win, we don't know what's going to happen. Half of both teams have already decided to opt out. Or something. The transfer portal is full right now.
Wide open.
We are going to talk about the transfer portal next week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to find a way to indoctrinate the BeLive top five into the transfer portal.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the BeLive not top five, five players. They ain't got no business transferring, but they did anyway. That's a good one. I think that's going to work out. I think I'm going to throw in Juice Wells for the Coots for what?
You just couldn't help yourself, could you?
I absolutely could not. Well, hey, don't worry. Clemson got a couple of them themselves. RJ Mickens and Toriano Pride.
What you doing?
Toriano Pride lost his job, and now he's running away. I'm gonna save it. there's gonna be an Ohio State quarterback that's gonna be mentioned too. Here's the preview of next week. I guarantee you, it's gonna be hot. But yeah, I'm done. I'm done. This room is hot.
You're choking up. You're sweating.
I got the heat on too high. It's my fault. It's an enclosed room. The heat works great. Too great. I'm going to make adjustments. It will be comfortable for all of our clients. My bad. It is what it is. Whew. I'm hot.
Yep. That's it. The Almighty BeLive at the Shared Studios. If you want some stuff done, holla at them. We'll put a link in the description box. Also, BeLive, should we tell them about Wellness Check Wednesday? Should we tell them about that real quick? We got some time for that real quick?
Just a little bit of time. Coming this Wednesday. Well, we're going to open up the floor at 6 and then probably go live at 6:30. We're going to do a Zoom call. This has been inspired of brainchild of our very own, the one, the only, the head of creative, Eddie Cool. He gets on Facebook every Wednesday and just checks on the people, see where their mind, their head's at. And it's much appreciated. And we want to expand on that. Because sometimes a couple keystrokes on the keyboard just isn't enough. Sometimes you just want to let it out, like, yo, what's really going on? So we've come together, and we're going to do the Wellness Check Wednesday podcast. And this is just an opportunity for you to come on. We're not experts. We're not going to give you life-changing advice. It may grow to that, hopefully. We have expert psychologists and stuff like that on the program. We hope to have that, but essentially what we do, we want to be an avenue where you could just let it out. You can let out how good life is. It could be a testimony. Hey, we strike up the organ. We can go to church with if you want to, but at the end of the day, we want to let everybody know that mental health. And not only just mental health, physical, emotional health, all of the above, wellness matters. And we want every one of you to feel good in your own skin, in your own mind, body, and soul. Wellness Check Wednesdays, 6 o'clock. We're going to open the floor up. 6:30, we may go live. We're going to see how the setup goes and everything. It's more or less just for an outlet for each and every one of you just to let it off your chest. See y'all on Wednesday.
Yep, see y'all on Wednesday. On that being said, and in closing, do something nice for yourself. If you can, do something else nice for someone else. But greatly appreciate it. Now, more than ever, be a blessing, not a burden. Come back for for Wellness Check Wednesday, 6:30. We're going live. It's been another episode of the Sports Bowls Podcast. Be live and get these earbuds out my ear and take us home.
Yes, sir.
As always, thank y'all for watching, listening, rate, review, subscribe. Just check out everything on the Linktree link in the description box. See y'all later. See y'all later today, Wednesday. Y'all take care. Goodbye. This has been another episode of the Sports Bros Podcast.
Okay, boys, let's bring it home with a round of pepper.
Hey, it's Eddie Cool here from the Sports Bros Podcast. Thank you for listening, and as always, continue to follow us on all of our social media platforms. Just click the link in the description box and keep up with the Sports Bros Podcast. And once again, thanks for listening.